Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Have no fear, Jesus reigns. Today we're going to look at Romans chapter 15, verses 12 and 13. Isaiah says, "The root of Jesse will spring up, one who will arise to rule over the nations. In him the Gentiles will hope." May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. I love when Scripture quotes Scripture. Today we see the Apostle Paul quoting the prophet Isaiah, two heroes of faith from two very different times in history, where it could have seemed as though someone other than God was reigning and ruling on earth. Even so, they passed down encouraging truth to God's people. They trusted that the sovereign Lord was in control and that his perfect reign was coming. Do you hear the certainty in their words? The root of Jesse will spring up, one who will arise to rule over the nations. In him the Gentiles will hope. There's no doubt, no maybe, but always will. It's easy to look at the world around us and wonder, where's the justice? Why would God let so many bad things happen? Who's really in control here? We begin to doubt and wonder why Jesus isn't ruling and reigning in the way we think is best. We make ourselves the judge and often forget to trust in his perfect justice that's coming. How quickly we are filled with anxiety and fear when we doubt that God is in control. Today we hear that the exact opposite is what our Savior desires for us. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him. Our anxiety and fear are quickly replaced with joy and peace when we place our trust in Jesus. This hope that he promises doesn't give us just enough hope for today, but enough so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. When our hope overflows, it doesn't only bless us, but it blesses those around us, our students, our family, our friends. This certain hope of one coming to bring justice and eternal life is for everyone. In many ways, we are heroes of faith, just like Paul and Isaiah. Yes, we live in a very different time in history where it can seem like God is not reigning on the throne. Like those that have gone before us, we can trust that he is indeed in control. We get to spread the good news of what God has done and what God will do. Let's be filled by the Holy Spirit so that we can share the joy and peace with the whole world as we wait for Jesus, our judge, to rule with his perfect justice and bring us home to heaven. Let's pray together. O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel that mourns in lonely exile here until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to you, O Israel. O come, O root of Jesse, free your own from Satan's tyranny. From depths of hell your people save and bring them victory o'er the grave. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to you, O Israel. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to wells.net/devotions. May the Lord bless and keep you.